Every haul was calculated for its publicity value, nothing more. All she wanted was some acclaim.
Oh, dear Lord. If I hadn't interfered, she might have just slipped back into obscurity. What have I done?
Mr. Phillimore, if you were that worried, why didn't you simply go to the circus and confront her with what you knew? Surely you could have made her see sense.
No, I couldn't do that, Dr. Watson. I haven't seen Gloria Wilson for nearly a quarter of a century.
But why on earth not? Oh, good heavens. Of course.
Open up! In the name of the law!
For heaven's sake, Jones, you'll have the door in.
Never mind, Doc. Saunders, stay there. You watch the road.
Thank you, sir.
No. Mr. Holmes, I think you know why I'm here.
You'd better come in.
Mr. Holmes, who on earth was it?
It was Detective Inspector Jones and Miss Gloria Wilson.
Oh.
Bring her in here, Jones.
Come on, you.
All right. I kicked your ass, too.
Hello, my dear.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I knew it. Well, who's the clever one now, then, huh? Who's the reasoner now? Suddenly occurred to me what put you on to her so quick. Something had happened I didn't know about.
Hardly an unusual state of affairs.
Never mind those clever remarks. So, when you left, what did I do? I followed you, that's what. And I brought her with me. Look at that, the proof positive.
Of what exactly?
Now come on, no more games. I'll bet my pension to a penny. That is the ghost, the real ghost. Well, Phillimore, what do you say?
Well, I might inquire if you have any evidence, Inspector.
Evidence, is it? Well, I dare say when I've turned this house upside down, I'll have all the evidence I need, and if I don't, well, a few days in a cell, and you'll soon be singing a different song. You take my word for it.
There's no need for threats, sir. I was the ghost.
I knew it. Didn't I tell you I knew it?
Oh, yes, you told me.
I thought you were dead. Why didn't you let me know? Why did you do it?
I was ashamed. So ashamed of what I'd done.
But you confessed the letter.
I never should have written it. It's tortured me ever since.
Tortured you? Why?
Because I didn't know how you'd reacted. What you thought of me.
You could have just asked me.
Oh, my dear. Suppose you hadn't been able to forgive me. I couldn't bear the thought of knowing that.
Of course I'll forgive you.
So I stayed away. I stayed dead.
Oh.
Yes, well, this is all very fine and touching, but I have my duty to do.
Bring them out, Saunders.
Inspector, come on, you two. That's the way.
No need to shove. You all right, Grandad?
Yes, thank you, my dear.
Are you proposing that we should walk to the yard, Jones?
Of course not. The local station's just round the corner.
Yes, well, I think it's going to rain.
I believe you're correct, Doctor.
All right, then. Near the front, Saunders, behind.
Hang on, copper.
What do you want?
A bit of common decency, that's all. Grandad?
Yeah?
You should bring an umbrella.
Now, come on.
For pity's sake, Jones, he's an old man.
Do you really think so, Gloria?
Yeah, I do.
Mm. Here comes the rain.
Would you have any objection to my fetching my umbrella, Inspector?
It's not 5 minutes walk.
Bloody hell, copper.
It is only just inside the front door.
Oh, go on, then, umbrella, but be quick.
Thank you. Gloria, my dear, would you give me a hand?
No. I think I better wait out here.
But you're...
Go on, Grandad. Before you catch your death.
You're a good girl, Gloria.
Thanks.
Won't be a moment, Inspector.
Yeah, get on with it.
Would you excuse me, Mr. Holmes?
With pleasure, Mr. Phillimore.
Thank you. Now get the move on, you.
For heaven's sake, relax, Jones. Think what they'll say.